Good evening, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy. I am standing in for Ingrid Castle this evening, and you are listening to Immunize Wisely. I just completed a show with Pamela Evans-Gerry that I really want you to go to the archive and listen to. She's a colon hydrotherapist, and that was one heck of an interview. So that's at Vaccine Free America. My guest this evening is a gentleman I have been listening to for over a year on Dr. Sam Muggsy's show on KCOR. Now, the name of the show is Quantum Shift. Sometimes Ken is her guest, and other times he is the host. Over the past month, unfortunately, Dr. Muggsy has not been well, and Kent has been the host to a gentleman by the name of Gary and a young compared to me, Cheryl. And they've had some fascinating conversations. But he also co-hosts a program called Tales from the Ship. Now, Kent Dunn is a Palladian, and he will explain to you what a Palladian is. This is certainly a burning question from me, who has been listening to him for a long time. He lives in Macon, Georgia, and his life is extraordinary. So please welcome Kent Dunn.
Well, thank you, Miss Sally. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I'm thrilled to be able to finally ask you some questions.
Well, great. Well, fantastic. That's what I'm here.
Why don't you introduce yourself beyond what I just introduced, because you are extraordinary, and people need to hear in your own words who you are.
Okay. On this planet, my name is Kent Dunn. Okay. I go by another name on another where I come from. I come from the Pleiades starseed system, from a planet called Eros, E-R-R-O-S. All right. That is the planet of messengers and teachers. I come to this planet to be a messenger, okay, and probably a teacher also. But what I am, I'm an incarnate, okay? Now, the difference between a walk-in and an incarnate, a walk-in will walk into a vessel that is already here, okay? Like, say, from the age of 8 up to the age of 12, okay? Spirit dies, okay? You have 36 minutes to enter the body. I was given that choice with 10 or 11 different choices, and I didn't want that. So I decided to become an incarnate. Now, an incarnate is whenever a woman becomes in the family way. And I say in the family way, by, you know, other people say pregnant, that's pregnancy for animals. Women become in a family way, all right? I was raised by Pleiadian grandparents. My mom was human. My dad was a Pleiadian, okay? Anyway, I come out as a baby, and the reason I came out is because how could I help you on this planet if I don't go through everything that you go through from the time of birth until the time of death? If I don't learn right along with you, how can I teach you what you need to know if you're not, you know, if I'm not right there with you picking up a bale of hay, if I'm not out there fishing with you, if I'm not working beside you, how can I understand what you're going through? So this is why I came in as an incarnate. So, you know, and over time, you know, I started out, you know, as a raptor, they're kind of like bird people, you could say. And what they do is whenever you pass away and your energy, okay, or your soul, whatever you want to call it, goes, they pick you up and they deliver you to the point of existence, okay? Now, the point of existence is like a tube, all right? And they drop you off. At that point, you walk into the tube, Now, at the tube, this is where people, at whenever they die, they tell you always to go towards the light, okay? When you go towards the light is a trap, all right? The Kaldekians teach their people, from darkness you came, unto darkness you should go. Because whichever way you go, it ends up at the same place on the other side, okay? The difference is when you go to the light, they mind wipe you, and you don't remember the last life that you've lived. So whenever you die, when people tell you to go towards the light, there's going to be beings down there that say, oh, we're your family, come to us. This is a lie, okay? They're not your family. That's not your mom and dad. That's not your uncles. Those are shapeshifters, and that's their job to see if they can fool you, okay? So your job is not to go to the light. Your job is to go to the darkness, and you walk through the darkness, and this is why the Kaldekians can remember up to as much as 1,000 lives that they've lived. So that's me.
That's amazing. The Kaldekians, they, even though they may have gone to the light in a previous life, if they go to the dark in this, when they pass this time, they will remember all previous lives that they've lived. Is this what you're saying?
Absolutely. But the minute you pass through the light, it zaps any memory of any life that you've lived. And you have to start all over again. That's correct.
Well, this is a first, and I thank you. I mean, not a first because I do listen to you weekly, but nonetheless, this is why I'm dying to talk to you. I want to know more about what you're speaking about.
Sure.
Okay, now you speak about, I believe this occurs on Earth, cloning. You speak about cloning a lot. And it is very curious to me because I don't know how you can so effectively replicate somebody. Do they do that here on Earth? Do they do it in a cavern? Do they do it on the moon? I don't know where they clone people. And it is a kind of the craziest thing, you know, especially when you have multiple clones. How can multiple people be like one person?
Well,
inside out, I can imagine they could grasp them somehow from the outside. But from the inside, how can they be like somebody?
You're grown in a liquid. You're grown in an energetic liquid. And what they do is they remove a part of your throat and some parts of skin off of your body, which is your DNA. And what they do is they replicate this inside of cloning centers, and they can grow as many as 6 of you at one time, as long as the being is still alive, okay? And then if you donate extra, whenever those 6 run out, they can go back and they can genetically remake you 6 more times. That they've been doing this for millions and millions of years on other planets. It's only new on this planet because nobody's ever been told about it, okay?
But what about your soul? What about your soul? How can they replicate, give me example of someone who is a clone.
Okay, me. I have clones. I have clones.
Am I talking to one?
No, actually, you're talking to the real me.
You know, yes, I assume so, but that's the whole thing. If I were to talk to your clone, would it have your body of knowledge? Would it have your soul? Where do you stop? You know, I don't get this at all.
Okay.
In terms of inner
has
working.
My intelligence. It'll have my intelligence, but it doesn't have my personal information. You never put your personal information, like if your wife likes to be kissed on the neck or, you know, if her favorite wine is a red rosé, you don't ever put that into a clump. Never. And they don't, a lot of times the clones will be kind of quiet, but they're able to do basic things. And like when I'm up on my ship, okay, when I'm up on my ship and I have to bring my clone here, I talk to my clone, okay, mind to mind, and I can see through my clone's eyes what it's doing.
You can see where an average gal like me is still amazed by all of this. The reason I say that is because on your show, on the Quantum Shift, everybody just says, oh, yes, right, that's right. And I'm like, why is this normal to everybody? And it's amazing to me, you know, because everybody on your show is very accustomed to what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Which is why I'm asking you to be as specific as possible, because the audience is no doubt as dumbstruck as I am.
Right. You know, and I am being as specific as I can, you know.
Yes, I know.
You know, we grow, you know, they have been gene splicing on this planet. They've been gene splicing on this planet, you know, for millions and millions of years. To tell you the truth, this is not even a planet. This is a spaceship that was made in the Orion galaxy, and the moon up there was made on Jupiter. And what the moon is it records and watches over this planet. This planet is flat, and it has a dome over the top of it. We call it a firmament.
Okay, let's go back to your ship, okay?
Okay,
because
all right.
Tales from the Ship is another one of your shows.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when you talk about your ship, could you, not Earth as a ship, but your I presume, vehicle, right? Your vehicle?
Right, right. It's run by magnetics. It's run by magnetics.
How fast does it travel?
Five times my commander ship will travel five times the speed of light. Scout ships that'll go 250,000 miles an hour. In fact, I was lucky enough to take an astronaut up to the moon, Buzz Aldrin. Whenever we took him up on a scout ship and took him over to the dark side of the moon, because he had never been to the moon. None of the astronauts had been to the moon. Okay, we took him up there and showed him what it looked like. And when you go on the dark side of the moon, it looks like Manhattan lit up in the middle of the night.
Okay, getting back to the ship, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So you can travel five times the speed of light.
Correct.
250,000 miles an hour.
No, 250,000 is just what our scout ships go.
Oh.
There's a difference.
You go faster than that?
Like little square darts, okay? They're like little square, you know, they're like little square. Have you ever, you remember the Dodge darts they come out with in the 1980s? They were kind of small and kind of boxy and had like a little point in the front of it. Well, where they got the idea to make that Dodge Dart, because that's what the nickname of the scout ships are. We call them dart ships.
Isn't that amazing? So, like, sometimes I hear you say, I went out and I was over the Vatican, or I went out and I was over Notre Dame. These things are like, and you're back in time for the show, truly? I mean, this is amazing. And you are a white knight, and you help white cats. So all of this kind of, if you could explain all the things I just threw out, which is a lot, I would really value that.
Okay, white knights are aliens. Aliens are non-human that are in human vessels, some of us, okay? But we know that we're not actually human, okay? But we're born on this planet. An ET, an extraterrestrial, or a terrestrial, as we call them, are born off planet, okay? And as for my ship, what I do, I have one of two things I can do. I have a vortex over my house. I can step outside and they can pull me up into the vortex in 3D, take me over to 4D, drop me off, and walk into my vessel over there and then get on my ship. Then I can fly up, and there's only two ways off this planet. There's the West Gate and the East Gate. Most of the time, I go out of the East Gate to go to the moon or go to Mars or, you know, go to Nicaea or Pluto or wherever I need to go for whatever mission we're going up there for.
So now who assigns you these missions? Who assigns you these missions?
The Galactic Federation. See, I work, even though I work as a, even though I'm a Pleiadian commander, we are dedicated, you know, to working everybody together as one force on this planet. When I first started out, I was with Earth Command, okay? And Earth Command was made up of only aliens that are on this planet. Now I am with Galactic Command. I work with aliens and extraterrestrials.
Okay, and I've heard you refer to many of the different alien groups over time. This is what I've learned from you. Grays, Dracos, Tall Whites.
Reptilians.
I know I'm leaving a lot out.
Yeah.
Reptilians.
Pleiadians.
And so you Pleiadians, yeah, obviously, sure.
Yeah.
Now,
there's 180
these are,
species of aliens on this planet. Most of them live underground. That's where all your military is right now. They're under the ground fighting a lot of the dark aliens that are not allowing us to go into the Golden Age, which is 1,000 years of peace, and bring our republic back in the United States. And, you know, we're backing them up on top of taking our ships over there and sucking the grays and the reptilians off the planet. We bring them up there, we put them, their energy into a tube, then we take them out into space, we drop them off at the ICC base on the moon, and the ICC commanders up there assign other ships to take them off and get them out of the universe.
We will be right back. My guest is Kent Dunn. You're listening to Immunize Wisely. Ingrid is off this evening. My name is Sally L. Cordy, and I am your guest host for the
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Sally Olcourty, and my guest this evening is Kent Dunn of KCOR Radio. Every Tuesday night, and it airs 9 p.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. I don't know, so it's an hour earlier, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 6 p.m. Pacific. And I have been listening to this show because I am amazed every time I do. And so Kent Dunn is back. He's my guest. And I wanted to ask you, what percentage of the population of, let's just say America, okay, of America are 100% human, or is anyone 100% human?
Well, yeah, there's only 100 million humans on this planet. Everybody else is a droid, a cyborg, or they're just a vessel for other entities to walk in.
How many? I'm sorry, did you give me a percentage or a number?
No, I gave you a number. This is worldwide.
Oh, worldwide. There are how many humans worldwide?
100 million.
100 million. Oh, that's a very low number.
Absolutely.
Well, then I have another question. We are continuously told that we're at 7.3 billion, 7.7, 7.9 billion, I heard. And then I heard someone else say we are actually under 5 billion people on the planet. Would you know by any chance where we are in terms of population?
Sure, 4.85 billion.
4.85 billion.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, when I was hearing that we were over 7 billion, I was told that everybody on the planet could live in Texas if they lived at the density of New York City. So I guess everybody on the planet can now live in Delaware if they live at the density of New York City. That is a significant drop from what we're being told. Do vaccines play a huge part in that, or what?
Absolutely. You know, you have to understand the cabal are not human, okay? And they can see 1,000 years into the future. And this is their trying to dumb you down, along with the education that they're giving you, not revealing that we, the aliens, are here and that we've been here. We've been here for millions and millions of years. Folks, believe it or not, we're on the 85th species of beings on this planet. In the last 84, y'all couldn't get it right. That's why we volunteered to come here and be born and come here as walk-ins to make sure that you all got to the golden age and you get your 1,000 years of peace. But now I want to tell you, after that 1,000 years of peace, the Creator is going to send the 2/3 of the angels out of AKA heaven, okay? Because that's what everybody knows it as. We know it as we know it as the land, you know, the land of the Creator. And you know, the battleground is going to be Earth, and it's going to be in 4D. And that's when the fallen angels are going to be taken out.
Okay. Now, there, I've also heard from a host on RBN, Mr. Moore, that within 100 miles of the border around the United States, we will be underwater if Planet X hits. And 80% of the population of the America lives within that 100-mile border around the U.S.
Well, Planet X is actually Nibiru, okay? And that's the hell planet. You know, everybody talks about dying and going to hell. There is no hell, okay? And you're never going to make it to heaven, folks. Your vibrations are just not high enough. The Creator is 200 and 1D. The angels are 181D. We're in a 3D planet. If you was to go up to heaven and you was to be up there for just 5 minutes, when you come back to 3D, you would be sitting on the floor drawing in crayons for the rest of your life. Your mind would be nothing but mush.
Okay, and as a Palladian, do you get to visit heaven?
No, I don't go up into heaven. I like to go to the underworld, which is the world underneath heaven, which is the land of the Anunnaki. And yes, ma'am, I do go up there quite often.
Okay, and what is that like? And where is it?
It's underneath heaven. There is a world underneath heaven, and that is the land of the Anunnaki. And what does it look like? It looks like whatever you create it to be. You have to understand, your mind, you have to understand, in 3D, okay, we build things, okay? But when you get into 4D and into 5D and the higher dimensions, you connect your heart to your pineal gland, okay? And you co-create what you want to happen. Or what you want to see. And it's different for everybody. Your idea of what is paradise is different than what mine is.
The golden age you speak of, this will affect people in 3D, 4D, and 5D, or just people in 5D?
No, this will affect people in 3D. In fact, there's an eye on this firmament that is going to open up, and the 3D, the ones that want to stay in 3D, that are worried more about their money, about their animals, what they own and everything, you will be sucked off of this planet. We have two 3D planets waiting on you over there. And some say it's going to come like a thief in the night, and I'd say, yeah, that's going to be a pretty good... you know, that's going to be a pretty good recollection of how this is going to go. At this point, so, 3D gets sucked off of this planet. The ice walls that are around that is separating 3D from 4D, 4D is going to come rushing in and fill the void. And this whole planet is going to go to 4D.
Okay, now, when you're talking about 4D, I'm assuming the people who are going to stay on 3D are going to live as we are living currently. Nothing much is going to change.
Everything's going to change. They're having wars over there. I've already visited the 3D planets. They're having wars over there. Hillary Clinton is the president of the United States. There's nuclear wars going on. There's people being killed over there like you wouldn't believe, but that's on a different timeline.
On a different timeline, could you explain that?
Sure. There's in every dimension, there's seven timelines. Okay. We move you all to different timelines, okay? To keep you safe, all right? And there's different scenarios that happen on different timelines. Sometimes we move you to a void to keep one timeline from overrunning the next timeline. And if we keep you in a void, it keeps you, you know, it keeps you from all this energy driving you crazy, okay?
Is there, are we going to commercial, Ken? I'm not sure of the, no? Okay, fine. All right, so I thought I heard something. That's why I was asking. I heard something. Okay, but anyway, thank you. Getting back, So 3D is already in deep trouble.
Absolutely.
And
AI.
Wars. Absolutely. And death.
Right, right. Now that's
now
on
AI.
The other planets.
Talk to me about AI.
Now that's on the other planets now. Now, in 2016, we brought in two 3D planets, two 5D planets. We brought in an extra moon, and we've already replaced the moon. And we've already got the other 2D planets set up, and we've already set up the you know, the lines for 5D for those. Whenever they're get into 4D, you learn your lessons on the seven levels and you get to go up to five. And to give you an idea, the vibration in four is four times higher than it is in three, and the vibration in five is 10 times higher than it is in four.
Okay, now I am very interested in vibration because everything seems to be affected by it. I guess I got into it when I used to see a large group of fish washed up on the shore, but just one type of fish, you know, and I saw a picture in India where all the cows were dead, but the people were fine. So vibration, I feel, had to do with that. But
well,
that's just coming from a very lay person's perspective.
Right, but you have to understand, animals are 2D, okay? Whenever they finish their life, then they come over to 3D, then they get a vessel like me and you have, and they start learning their lessons in 3D. 1D is a rock or a crystal, okay? 2D is an animal. 3D is an upright walking vessel like we have. 4 is an energetical vessel, and 5 is a crystalline vessel. And then whenever you
now,
get up
crystals
to 6,
are a subject unto themselves, right? Crystals are a subject unto themselves?
Correct. Correct. And they absorb the vibrations, yes.
Okay. Gosh, there must be 1,000 questions in what you just said, you know?
Yes, ma'am. There is 1,000 questions, and I would be more than happy to answer all 1,000 of them.
Oh, boy. My mind is jumping all over the place at this point. I don't know which issue to address.
Well, just pick one, and we'll go with it, okay?
Okay. I know people for, like, this has nothing to do with crystals and vibrations, believe it or not. I'm going back to a different issue. A lot of people have heard about the good works that the White Hats are doing behind the scenes here in the United States. And I know that the White Knights, of among whom you are, are helping them. How is it that you help them?
We are required by universal law. For those of you that don't know, I need you to go look up the Law of One. Okay, there's going to be 5 books. You can read them online. They're free. And it gives you universal laws. Okay? And that's what we live by, is universal laws. Okay? It's not the same. We adapt down here to this planet. Okay, and in this dimension, okay, but we are held at a higher standard by universal law. So by that, we're taking out the dark beings that are causing the trouble, that are not allowing the population of the top of the planet to get into the golden age, to go into a more positive.
So you are assisting them, taking out dark beings that are the cause of our problems, or be they minions or big people.
Absolutely. We take out robotoids, which are grays. We take out small reptilians, large reptilians, the serpents that you see in the water that you've heard about. Those are all reptilians. Mermaids are reptilians. We take them out from their vortexes to make it more safe for, you know, the people on top of this planet. And, you know, I say people because when you use the word human, Hugh, you know, represents a mighty man, okay? So this is why I prefer to beings on top of the planet as beings or people.
Okay. Now, in terms of vibration, you say often that you have to live act on your heart or think through your heart. Or, I mean, this would normally make people believe, you know, one must be more loving to other people. But it has a greater significance than just that. Can you explain that?
Sure. The heart, you have to understand, the brain that you think with is a reptilian brain, okay? And this is because over time, your vessel is made up of 80% reptilian DNA. You're nothing, you know, to be honest with you, you're nothing but a Heinz 57 mutt, okay? But, you know, that's beside the point. This is the way that this vessel has went, you know, over the last 84 civilizations that's lived here before they were wiped out.
So 84 civilizations acted from their hearts?
No, 84 civilizations got very greedy, and understand, everything has rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled. They use the Talmud money system on this planet, and they've been using this fiat currency, you know, in every life. And what they do is when the fiat money system runs out, okay, you know, they start a war. The elite start a war, okay, or government start a war. And I'm gonna tell you like it is. No government on this planet, on this AKA spaceship, is run by humans. None. Humans are only a front.
So everyone in authority is not human.
Yeah, pretty well. Most of them are, to tell you the truth, most of them are either, most of them are aliens like me. Dracos, reptilians, Pleiadians, tall whites, Arcturians, Moloks. But there's 180 species on this planet of aliens, and they've been here forever.
Can you tell by looking at someone what they are?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I just, a lot of times, I go by, and when I walk by somebody, I pick up on their vibrations, and I can tell reptilian, Draco, Pleiadian, Arcturian. Yeah. Yeah. And after you practice this a while, it just becomes like second nature. It just becomes as natural as breathing,
All of these species inbreed with human species?
Absolutely.
So I could be many different things, for example, right? I could be part human, part Draco, part Palladian, and part something else.
Right, right. But you have a gene. You have a gene consistency. Are you a positive or a negative in your blood?
I don't know.
Okay, if you're a negative, that means you come from an alien species. All people that are negative, that have an Rh negative, come from an alien species. That doesn't mean they're bad people, That just means that, through time, that was just how they're born. Nothing wrong with it, because,
right.
I mean, you're sitting here talking
to
an alien right now. So,
There are only 100 million humans on Earth. That's staggeringly little, even if we're only at 4.85 billion, That's
right. Well, the cabal only wants 500 million on top of Terra. And for those of you that don't know, this planet's name is not Gaia. Gaia in the old language means Mars. Terra means Earth.
That's interesting. Now, may I ask you, have you been to Mars and have you been to Venus?
Absolutely. Venus is an armor planet.
And
that's where they hold. Venus is where they hold the gold for to break the Talmud money system, which comes from Saturn. And as for Mars, we're in the second phase of rebuilding Mars right now, because Mars is going to become the Earth, aka Terra, is going to become like a production line, and we're building storage buildings up there because there's actually air, water, and there's really is no gravity. It's plasmatic. It's plasmatic field is what holds you on this planet. Okay. This is going to be, a lot of people don't know, FedEx, the company FedEx, has two spaceships up there, and they're planning on by 2023, when we get Mars completed in the fourth stage, they're going to put on two more spaceships, and they're going to be loading the technology that's built on this planet from Mars, and they're going to be taking it to other universes out there. And there's a trillion universes, and if there's 100 planets in every universe, there's 100 trillion planets out there. You have to understand, as humans, we have what they call the God spark, all right? We're able to think and we're able to create. We are technicals and we are morals at the same time.
So not everyone has a God spark.
No, no. That doesn't mean, you know, that, you know, the man, the woman is only a carrier, okay? The man releases, when the man releases semen into the female, there's only one sperm that has the God spark. And if you look under a microscope, it'll shine. It's supposed to go there. It is supposed to hit the egg, crack it, and then get inside and make, you know, a human. But sometimes it will hit it, and before it can get in there, one that doesn't have the God spark will get in there, and that makes a drone or a droid.
Very interesting.
Yes, ma'am.
And how does that play out on Earth? A drone or a droid, these people do not have the God spark, is what you're saying. But they're
right,
human,
they're only,
like you or I.
Right. Well, those that are drones will only be allowed to go to 4D, you know, because you don't have the God spark. The chances going to 5D are going to be very slim unless you have... you know, an exceptional talent.
An exceptional talent. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Okay. Boy, oh boy. This is so, so overwhelming.
Well, you know what? I mean, okay. You can't cover everything I know in one show. Okay.
Oh, I know that.
You know, I mean, we would have to do shows for weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, pardon me, you had said that stone, granite, is really, it's not stone, it is actually people, like sedimentary people, like limestone is sedimentary shells, and granite is sediment of people. Could you...
Right.
Explain that?
And yeah, I'm going to go one better than that. You know all the diamonds that you women like to wear? That's actually made from vessels, AI vessels. That's where diamonds actually come from. They don't come from, you know, plants and everything. They're actually made from vessels.
You're saying human vessels?
It doesn't have to be human. It could be a droid or a drone.
Oh, okay. And granite, you were saying it has different components, and the red in it is human blood. Am I correct?
Well, I mean it. You know, it's a coloration. You have, you know, the thing is, you have to have blood in this vessel to keep the heart. You know, to keep the heart pumping. So, you know, this is, you know, over time, this stuff builds up, okay? This granite was not native to this planet when they brought it here, okay? This is over 84 lifetimes, okay? This over 26, one lifetime on this planet is 26,400 years, okay? And it's been 84 times, and we're the 85th species on here.
Okay, we're going to a break. I would like to invite people, because I'm sure I'm not the only one with questions, to call into the program. If you have a question for Kent Dunn of... Quantum Shift. Thank you.
Burden and causing you grief. Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back, Kent Dunn of Quantum Shift on KCOR and Tales from the Ship, which I have seen on YouTube. Okay, welcome. Kent, are you ready to take a call from Alan in North Dakota?
Yes, ma'am. Anytime you are.
Okay. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Sally. Sally,
yes,
Sally. Why do you have this fraudulent psychopath on your program? This guy's a fraud.
I thank you for the call.
Everything he says is absolutely crap.
I thank you for the call.
You know, I'm sorry you feel that way. I come on here to tell you the truth. And, you know, I don't make a habit of lying to people. Lying, you know, we've all been lied to enough. You all need to be told the truth. And trust me, whenever the aliens decide to show themselves, you're going to see that there's a lot of us here. Okay?
Well, anyway, I was told during the break that this is a political show, so would you like to discuss politics, Kent? There's certainly plenty of that going down.
Sure.
I've been seeing a flotilla of boats with Trump signs on them. And
right.
He used to have bikers for Trump, and now we have boaters for Trump. They're everywhere.
Correct.
And I don't know if you've seen
Trump,
it.
Yeah, but Trump's not running this country.
We're all ears. Please explain.
The military's running this country. And the military is taking, we just brought in a new SSP, okay, which is, Secret Space Program, I'm working with them right now. I've been working with them ever since I graduated in June.
And where did you graduate from, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, they graduated from West Point, but the Secret Space Program is located up in the mountains of Utah.
Okay. And so the Secret Space Program, are they going to have anything to do? What is their purpose? I don't honestly know.
Well, the Secret Space Program is here, to help with taking things off planet, on planet. They have a job just like we have a job.
So they're taking people on and off planet?
No, though a lot of the malevolent aliens are kidnapping people. See, this all goes back to...
Hello?
Yeah, there's music playing.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.